So, someone is writing, they have a problem. When he's offered demigod prasadam, it puts me in an awkward situation. Sometimes I take a little and sometimes I say that I'm fasting. What is the principle? Should we accept it or not? I heard in one Bhagavatam class by the president of a center that demigods first offer food to the Lord and then honor it because they're also devotees of the Lord. Thus, in one sense, their prasadam is the Lord's maha-maha-prasadam. I'm not sure of my understanding of that point. Please enlighten me. Well then, if it's maha-maha-prasad, then why is the injunction there not to take it? The demigods are all devotees, but the way they are worshipped, they're not worshipped as devotees of Krishna, and they accept the role of being independent Ishwaras. And that's how people worship them, and they accept that. That's why the injunction is there, don't take their prasad. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited demigod temples. So what do you do? What do I do? Well, I take the prasad. If they give, they just give a little in the hand, whatever it is, little mishri or something. I take it outside the temple, and then I put it, not directly, I put it somewhere where the birds can take it, something like that. Because the injunction is there, don't take demigod prasadam. If they give charanamrita, the thing is you don't want to be rude to the pujaris or give the impression that you're against the demigods. They give charanamrita, that's a bit more difficult. Then I pretend to put some in my mouth, and the rest I just then, you know, either put it on the side when they're not looking, or you may have to put it on your head or something, which is again one form of accepting. or like that vibhuti they give in Shiva temples. Usually I just put it on the side, but some remains on your hand. Sometimes I just put on my head.
Madhvas, they put behind the neck.
Is it? The madhvas put behind their neck?
Yeah, that way they show respect, but they don't put it on forehead, they put behind their
neck. I see, that's interesting. They put it on the neck at the back. The madhvas do that. But the Sri Vaishnavas, they wouldn't go anywhere, traditionally they wouldn't go anywhere near a Shiva temple. But nowadays, you know, everything's lost. So that's what you could say. Often they give kumkum in the temples, demigod temples. You put that on the back of the neck also, or what?